You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So the main issue is Defence won't bargain pay as part of collective bargaining. Many of our members haven't had a pay increase in over 3 years, and for many of our members, their rates of pay are a good $20,000 to $30,000 behind the market rates, so particularly for a lot of the engineers and trades people at, on bases like Devonport that we're on strike at this morning. So we need to sit down and talk about how we're going to lift the rates of pay at cents.
Right, and what is the overall aim of the strike?
Well, the aim of the strike is to support the legal action we're taking. So we're taking dissent to the Employment Relations Authority, saying that they have to, in good faith, sit down and negotiate pay rates with the union. And members have voted to take industrial action to show their support for what we're doing.
Do the pay issues affect kind of a wide range of Defence Force workers or just certain services?
So, the issues around the pay rates, it affects the whole civilian workforce at Defence.
Mm-hmm.
And there are similar issues at other government agencies. I mean, the issue around rates of pay being held down and not being able to bargain pay is an issue across many public service agencies, but it's particularly bad at Defence, where we know there's such a gap between what's being paid by Defence and what other agencies are paying.
And you had your strike this morning at the Devonport Ferry Terminal. Why was this chosen as the location?
So it's near the base. So we wanted a location that's near the naval base, but also somewhere where the public can see it. Because obviously, if you're at the point of the naval base, it's kind of a little out of the way. So you want to be somewhere where people can see it, so you can talk to the public about what's going on. So we're trying to raise public awareness and build public support for. Yeah, for us civilian members of Defence.
Yeah, absolutely. And how many people showed up this morning?
So we had, I think it was about 30 members turned up, roughly. And of course we had others turn up in support, so it was a bit higher. It started at 7 a.m, so there's obviously a bit of more people came later on.
Yeah,
we had
yeah.
a bit of drifting and out, so yeah.
Cool, and what would be your ideal outcome from the strikes?
So the ideal outcome, I mean, obviously we'd like Defence to come down and bargain rates of pay and make a reasonable offer. Failing that, what we'd like is when we go to the Employment Relations Authority to get a determination that employers should, well, that Defence, but any employer, should bargain rates of pay in collective negotiations.
What do you think the next steps will be if these outcomes aren't met?
So if these outcomes aren't met, we're obviously going to pursue our legal avenues and we'll have to look at what other collective action we can take to push the issue.
And what message do you have for the leaders of the Defence Force?
Come to the table and negotiate pay. We need to bargain decent rates of pay for your civilian staff at Defence.
It's fucked.
Yeah, it is.
The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.